Many an arena was rocked by the strains of the song Aerosmith chose to close their shows, a tune with a long legacy known as Train Kept A-Rollin'. Long before the first Aerosmith fans lit their Bics for an encore, the song was a staple of the hard rock scene. It was the first song Led Zeppelin played when they formed in 1968. Led Zeppelin formed, of course, from the remnants of blues rock innovators the Yardbirds, who had their own go at the song in 1965. And the Yardbirds were inspired to add it to their repertoire because of the 1956 version cut by three Memphians, known as the Rock and Roll Trio. Growing up in Lauderdale Courts, learning guitar with the Denson Brothers, working for Crown Electric, and finding acclaim playing in a mid-50s rock trio, these are elements of the Elvis Presley story. But they also formed the foundation for the bio of rock and roll trio founder Dorsey Burnett. Dorsey and his brother Johnny were Golden Glove champs who also shared a love for music. Johnny spent time working barges up and down the river, writing songs to pass the time as the miles drifted by like so much flood-washed flotsam. They teamed up with another boxing champ and budding electrician, Paul Burleson, who also had a musical side. The three picking pugilists hit the honky-tonks and jamborees to hone their country and bluegrass sound into a hard-edged rockabilly grit. When the pickings got slim in the Mid-South, they headed for New York City to look for work as electricians. Catching wind of auditions for the Ted Mack Amateur Hour, they signed up and won three straight times in the spring of 1956.
They had driven up from Memphis in an old jalopy through a big blizzard. They tried out for the auditioning board and they really made it with rock and roll. Matter of fact, they called themselves the Rock and Roll Trio, and here they are.
Signing with Coral Records, they actually predated Buddy Holly's success on that label. They put out several singles, including the one which moved Train Kept A-Rollin' up the tracks from Tiny Bradshaw's original Jump Blues version to a rock classic. None of the trio's singles charted, but obviously they didn't go unnoticed. Across the Atlantic, two teenaged guitarists in Liverpool were soaking up anything they could get their ears on. And a few years later, the live repertoire of the Young Beatles included a couple of rock and roll trio tunes, such as Honey Hush and Lonesome Tears in My Eyes.
This is a Dorsey Burnett number, brother of Johnny Burnett, called Lonesome Tears in My Eyes, recorded on my very first LP in 1822.
In 1960, Paul Burleson tired of the band arguing, splitting, and reforming, and came back to Memphis to start his own subcontracting company, Safety Electrical. The Burnett brothers wanted to give showbiz one more try and relocated to California. They bought a map to the stars, found Ricky Nelson's home, and camped out on his steps until he gave them a listen. Rather than call the cops, Ricky signed them to Imperial Records and personally covered a few of their songs. Taking on a more pop sound, Dorsey was the first brother to hit the charts in February of 1960 with There Was a Tall Oak Tree.
There was a tall oak tree that loved the babbling brook.
That summer, it was Johnny's turn with Dreamin' hitting number 11.
Well, I'll keep on dreamin'.
His follow-up, You're 16, broke into the top 10 in the fall of 1960. Rock and roll nostalgia was given a shot in the arm with the success of the 1973 movie American Graffiti, which prominently showcased Johnny's song. The following year, a couple of those Liverpudlian admirers of the early rock and roll trio took a tribute cover version of the song to number one. Ringo Starr sang it, and Paul McCartney waxed soulful on the kazoo solo. By the way, Ringo's missed singing of the lyric led to yet another number one hit. He was supposed to say, "You walked out of my dreams and into my arms." He in fact said, "Out of my dreams and into my car." Which caught Billy Ocean's ears in fancy when he fleshed the malaprop into a number one song in its own right in 1988. For WKNO, I'm Rob Grayson.